The Sefer names through Parsha Frameshir. For Parshas Vayishlach, we'll be looking at the Sefer Yerech Yaakov by Rav Yaakov Pitusi. So the Pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach, in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chavav, says, Vayar ki lo yachol lo vayigath bakaf yerecho, referring to the fight with the Malach of Esav, Vateka kaf Yerech Yaakov behakvoimo, that he injured Yaakov's thigh where the Gidon Nasha is. So Rav Yaakov Pitusi was born in Tunisia in 1751. His Rebbeim, Rav Yosef Zarka and Rav Yitzchak Lombraz, who was the author of the Zera Yitzchak. In fact, in 1773, when Rav Pitusi was only 22 years old, the Chidah visited Tunisia, and in the Chidah's Sefer Ma'agal Tov, he mentions meeting Rav Yaakov Pitusi. Rav Pitusi wrote a commentary on the Shidim Mikub Betzes called Yagel Yaakov. He wrote Chidushim on Shas called Mizbeach Kapara and Ranul Yaakov. He gave drashos and published them in Svarim called Bris Yaakov and Yerech Yaakov. And Yerech Yaakov is also his drashos HaLaTorah. In the back of Yerech Yaakov, he has small ha'aros on the Megillos. And then he has a set of 90 drashos for various regalim and other inyanim. And then behind that, he has a small sefer called Kochav Miyakov on his various Chidushim on Shas. In the year 1800, he went to Eretz Yisrael. His wife passed away there. He was sent with his son to several other places, including Algeria, and he passed away there in the year 1812. The Sefer Yerech Yaakov was put together by his son and only published first in the year 1841. So we'll quote several interesting comments of Rav Pitusi in the Sefer Yerech Yaakov. The first one is, he only has several pages of his Ha'aros on the Megillos, on the five Megillos. So on Megillos Esther, he notes several very elaborate and interesting gematrios. He notes that the phrase, Vatima'in ha-malka Vashti, referring to when Vashti refused to come to the party that Ahasuerus invited her to, the gematria is 1,313, which is the same gematria as Vanifrach eleha keren al-mitzach shela, that a horn sprouted and grew from her forehead. So unlike the more common understanding that Vashti grew a tail, according to that gematria, perhaps rooted in Chazal, Vashti actually grew a horn on her forehead. And that's why she didn't want to come to the party. But he does justify the tail pshat, because the gematria, he says, of Lahavi es Vashti, which is when Ahasuerus wanted to bring Vashti, is 1,165, which is the same gematria as Kiyan she Gavriel hotzi aleha zanav miachol raha, that the Malach Gavriel caused a tail to sprout from the backside of Vashti. So that's the more common understanding. But either way, the gematria, so those phrases allude to what actually happened to Vashti. Another interesting comment of Rav Pitusi in Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov says, Katonti mikol chasidim mikol ha'emes asher asisa es avdecha ki b'makli avarti es herdin hazeh v'taisi l'shnei machanos. I become small from all the kindness, from all the truth you have done for me, for your servant. With my staff I crossed the Jordan River, and now I become two camps. So Rashi explains that Yaakov was saying that his merits have diminished because of all of Shem's kindness. So he's scared from Esav. He's scared. He doesn't have any zechuyos left. That because Hashem has saved him so many times, and then Rashi points out maybe he's become dirty with sin since the time Hashem promised him that he would be protected. So that's why Yaakov was nervous and that Esav would possibly be able to defeat him. But Rav Pitusi says he's very fond of quoting the Chidah in the Chol Masanach, who quotes from a Tanit Be'el Yahu, a very different pshat in this pasuk. That katonti means a little. Like katon, small. What is a little? This refers to tzedakah. And it's said in the name of the Arizal that when one is in a time of tzara, when one is in a moment of anguish or pain, or he's afraid, scared, he should mention his zechusim to save him. And so Yaakov Avinu said, katonti, meaning that he's given tzedakah, and that's why he doesn't have so much money. Michol chasidim asher asisa, meaning katonti mikol chazim, was referring to Yaakov, that himself, katonti, I've given tzedakah, and that zechus should save me from Esav. So the Chida writes that he learns from here that, okay, there's one din of when one is in an Eis Tzara, he should try to use his own Zechusim as a way of getting mad of it. So to speak, bribing Kadosh Baruch Hu. But also, what you see from Yaakov is that when you are going to mention your Zechusim in a time of Tzara, you should do so in a subtle way. It shouldn't be explicit. Why? Because if you would say it explicitly, then there's a kitrug. Then the Satan comes and says, oh, you're claiming you gave tzedakah? Really? You gave tzedakah in the proper way? And they're going to start analyzing the mitzvah of the zechus you're claiming to have. So Yaakov Avinu said his zechus, but he said it in a subtle and secretive way that only a Kadosh Baruch Hu will truly understand. Katonti. He gave tzedakah, but he said it in katonti. So we learn from Yaakov Avinu, the Indian, to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of one's zechusim in an Eis Tzara, but when one does so, he should do it in a subtle way so that that zechus will not have a kitrug with the Satan. And finally, a very interesting pshat that Rabbi Tuzi quotes in Parsha Shmos. So the pasuk says that Basia, when she rescues Moshe from the river, says, "Vatikra Shemo Moshe, Vatomer Kimina Maya Mishisiu," that she calls his name Moshe, and she says that because I drew him from the river, from the water. So Rabbi Tuzi says he heard a pshat based on another pshat he once heard. There's a very similar phrase when Leah names Reuven. The pasuk says, "Vatikra Shemo Reuven, Vatomer Kira Hashem v'chule." So you have the same structure of the pasuk. It's Vatikra Shemo. The female calls the boy a certain name, and then it says Vatomer, and she says, and then it gives the reason. So the question is, let's ask it by Leah. What is the word Vatomer doing there? It could just say, Vatikra Shemo Reuven, Ki Ra'ah Hashem. She called his name Reuven because. Say that she called him the name, and then say the reason. What do you mean, Vatikra? And then before the reason, we interrupt with the word Vatomer. So to that question by Leah and Reuven, Rabbi Tuzi says he once heard a pshat, that really Leah's reason for calling Reuven Reuven was actually a secretive reason. As the Gemara in Brachos on Dav Zayin Amud Beis says, that she had Ruach HaKodesh, and she said, Ru'u, see the difference between my Ben, Ru'u Ben, see the difference between my son and Esav. And Esav. What does that do with Esav? In that Esav sold his birthright to Yaakov, but still hated Yaakov for it. Whereas Reuven will eventually lose his Bechorah, lose his birthright to Yosef, but he will not be jealous. And that's really why Leah called Reuven Reuven, Ru'u Ben. See how my son will be different than Esav. What was the problem? She couldn't tell people at the bris that, because Esav was still around. She was nervous that she didn't want to reveal this reason. She was scared of Esav. So she told people a different reason. And that different reason is the reason that's recorded in the Torah. So that's why it says, Vatikra Shemo Reuven. She called his name Reuven. Now, why did she call his name Reuven? The secretive reason. It was to distinguish between him and Esav. But then it says Vatomer. Vatomer means, but what did she tell people at the bris? There, that's what the Torah records, a different reason, a more PC reason, a reason that wouldn't get her in trouble. So based on this, Rabbi Tuzi says, you could also explain the Basia naming of Moshe. As we know, why did she really call him Moshe? Because Shemosha es Yada. Because her arm extended 60 amos, b'derech nes, like Chazal tell us, which was a tremendous miracle. What was the problem? Imagine at Moshe's bris, her telling her Egyptian family, you know why I named him Moshe? Because my arm miraculously stretched out 60 amos. Everyone's going to realize, oh, I guess Moshe is that savior of the Jews we need to kill. So she couldn't tell everyone the real reason that she named him Moshe. People would realize this baby's extra special. So what she told people, Vatomer, so Vatikra, when she called Moshe the name, her kavana was about her arm stretching out. But then Vatomer. But what did she tell her family? She gave the reason, she drew it from the water. A very PC reason, a reason that everyone would accept, not ask any questions on. And that's why in both these instances, the first says Vatikra, and then it says Vatomer. That's a little bit about Rav Yaakov Pitusi and his Sefer Yerech Yaakov.